Hello and welcome to Press TV News Analysis. I'm Kaveh Tafai. For a long time now, the terrorist group Jundullah has been sought after by Iran's government for conducting terrorist activities inside Iran, branded a terrorist group, the ringleader Abdul Malik Righi claiming his mission was to defend the rights of Sunnis inside Iran. Now, just a pre-warning, the following images are of a graphic nature, so please be advised. Now, even Sunnis in Iran denounced him, not only for his fabricated mission, but more so for his horrific crimes. The group has killed hundreds of Iranians, both civilians and military personnel. But finally, Jundullah's leader, Abdul Malik Righi, and his deputy were arrested. Righi was monitored for 5 months immediately prior to being captured by Iranian forces, with no help from foreign intelligence services. Iran has revealed that he was aboard a flight from Dubai to Kyrgyzstan when arrested. A picture of him at a U.S. base in Afghanistan just 24 hours prior to his arrest was also shown, along with what Iran has maintained regarding him, that the United States has sponsored and funded this group to carry out terrorist activities inside Iran. But why is it that the U.S. practices double standards in dealing with the issue of terrorism? Well, we're privileged to have a distinguished panel for this news analysis. Joining us is Kazem Jalali, who's an Iranian MP. In the studio, we have Mr. Abbas Salimi Namin, who's the director for the Center for Study and Compilation of Iranian History. And also from Beirut, we have international lawyer Dr. Franklin Lam. Gentlemen, I want to thank you all for joining us for this special news analysis. First, let's go over to Mr. Kazem Jalali. Mr. Jalali, this operation was carried out entirely by Iranian agents. That means without the slightest help, as the news has stated, of intelligence services of other countries. It's quite a feat. The United States has been after Osama bin Laden. They have not been able to capture him, but Iran has been after the number one wanted, and they have. Can you please expand on this more for us?
In the name of God, the compassionate merciful, I would like to first congratulate the people of Iran and all those individuals who seriously are fighting the battlefront against terrorism. This has been a great success. As you well referred, it's been ages since this individual has been embarking on terrorist operations inside Iran. Many of the both Shiites and Sunni people were assassinated. A mosque was exploded, and the people there, while they were praying, they were killed. Therefore, the Islamic Republic of Iran, in order to combat terrorism and in order to protect the people's security and its own citizens' security, was trying to pursue him and arrest him. With the countries where we knew that he is frequent in there and he's being supported, we negotiated with those countries, but unfortunately, we did not get such a positive response. What happened now was actually conducted by the Islamic Republic of Iran and the intelligence apparatus of the Islamic Republic. This indicates the fact that the Islamic Republic is both capable in this field and also indicates the fact that in order to combat terrorism, Iran is purely honest. And it also demonstrates the fact that in order to safeguard and protect its civilians and citizens' rights, Iran is very serious, and security of Iranians is of paramount importance to Iranian officials. Therefore, in the same connection, we have been able to pull off a success and perform this operation successfully and capture this treacherous terrorist. But like you referred to, you said that Americans were not able, have not been able to do anything regarding the Taliban or the Al-Qaeda, Mullah Omar, they have not been successful. Well, the reason is evident, and that is because they do not have the resolute to fight terrorism. Many of these terrorist groups have been created by Americans themselves and Westerners. They have given rise to them. This very same group of Righi, that is Jundullah, was fully supported by Americans, and we have proof, we have solid proof at our disposal. He was being supported by certain European countries, and specifically by the UK. We have evidence for that. They were also supported by Mossad, that is the Zionist regime's intelligence machine. We got documents to prove that. And it was also supported by some regional countries, the intelligence machines of these regional countries. Therefore, there is no resolute to fight terrorism at global level, or else they would have been able, and they will be able, to combat terrorism.
Okay, Abbas Salimi Namin, Qasem Jalali, an Iranian MP, has just stated the support that this group has received, and along with that, associations by other countries, including Mossad, as he stated. Why don't you tell us overall the different associations by different countries and organizations, including the United States, which is, as Qasem Jalali stated, really has no resolute in fighting terrorism and has been backing this group.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you know, Riki was a famous terrorist, and he was active for many years, and he killed many Iranian and Muslims in the region. But we have to conclude this, that without the help of some governments in the Middle East and the US support, of course, he could not do anything. And especially with the support of the CIA, he was able to attack people and to arrest people and kill. When you study about this case, you find out even some TVs related to the Saudi Arabia, they used to go to the camp and openly show how they are killing ordinary people. It means that they were fully supported. I mean, this group was fully supported by some pro-Western government in the Middle East. What Iran did has got a message to the Iranian people that the Iranian government can defend national security if they have any support from any country. It doesn't mean that Iran cannot defend national security. At the same time, this has got a message to the foreign countries and even to the foreign opinion that Iran is determined to fight with the terrorism and practically and pragmatically that we are fighting with the terrorists. If you compare the case of Riki with Bin Laden, as you mentioned, everybody can realize that Bin Laden is really accused for the American government for many years, at least for 7 years. Now, American using this excuse to interfere in the internal affair of the different countries in the Middle East.